maybe the owner of the shor will go and admit that his shor killed your Revid, and the klal is moida b'knas is potter. So therefore we're not sure that it'll ever come out to be a chi of knas. So maybe even according to Rav Meir, you cannot sell your Revid to somebody else just for this chus of the knas, because the knas is not in the world yet, and it's not oimid, it's not supposed to happen. So maybe you can't sell it. But still the Gemara says, V'tiboyu the Rabbanim. I guess still ask the question, even according to the Rabbanim Shita, that the Rabbanim say, no, you cannot sell your fruits if they did not grow yet, because it's loy bol yerlam. But I'll tell you still, ad kan loy kamir Rabbanim, up until now the Rabbanim only said, ein oda makdadov shlo bol yerlam, elok agoin peris dekel. When do they say you cannot sell something that's not here, like the fruits of your tree, that did not grow yet? You only have your palm tree, you don't have the dates yet. Tahashta miyul esnayu. Because right now the dates are not here. So since the dates are not here, the Rabbanan say you can't sell the dates. The dates are called the loy bol yerlim. You can't sell something that's not here. Avul hocha, but over here, hokoi shor, the shor is right here. I mean, there are shvorim, there are axes in the world. Vokoy evid, you have your evid right here now also. So if so here, it's oimid, like the two things are here. Like if any ox kills your evid, so lochrid is going to be a chiv to pay back the kanas. So since it could happen that both here, the ox is here and your evid is here, maybe this is called bol yerlam. So therefore we have a question, what's going to be according to the Rabbanan even, could the master sell his Zebes for this chus or not? So Mura says, Omer Rababa, Rababa said this, Toshima, come in here. Omer Rababa, Toshima, the Pasuk says, V'yelid bayis, that the kohen, a yelid bayis means anything that's born by his house. In other words, if a kohen owns a shivcha, so we know the locher is the shivcha could also eat truma. And not only the shivcha herself, but if the shivcha gives birth, her kid could also eat truma. That's called v'yelid bayis. What's born in your house doesn't mean the kohen's own children, and that's trita, they're kahanim. What it means to say is, though, v'yelid bayis means if you have a shivcha and she gives birth, that kid could also eat truma. Now the Gemara asks the question, ma tam loyma, why do I need this pasuk for? Im kinyan kesev oichol, yelid bayis lekoshchein. Like madach, when you first buy a shivcha, that shivcha was not born by you. Still, if you own the shivcha, the locher is she's ladi truma. The shivcha, the maid, shivcha kananis of the koyin is ladi truma. So yelid bayis lekoshchein. Isn't it for sure that later, when your shivcha gives birth, and the kid now is born by you under your possession, like for sure that kid could eat truma? So why does the pasuk have to say special v'yelid bayis? So Mura says like this: Ilu ken, because if the pasuk wouldn't have said it, if it would have only said kinyan kaspoy hu yoichal boy, but it would not say v'yelid bayis. Hayisirimar would say like this: Ma kinyan kesev, just like something that you buy with money, ma kinyan kesev. Sheyesh boy shava kesev. It has a shava kesev, it's worth money to it. You buy a shivcha, you pay money for it. Oichol, such a neved kiri truma. So I would have thought then, af yelid bayis, sheyesh boy shava kesev. The same thing, whenever your shivcha gives birth, and that kid now is your eved or shivcha, so they kiri truma, but only if they have some value to themselves. Is oichol, then they kiri truma. But in Minayan, how would I know? Sha'afapi shein neshava klum. Let's say this kid is not worth a penny. Like we'll soon see, he's a manuvel, he's a mukashchin. He's not worth anything. How do I know? Even so, still he can eat truma. Talmud loyma, therefore the pasuk says, yelid bayis mikol makom. There's a new parasha of a yelid bayis. That if your own shivcha, if she gives birth, so that kid can eat truma by you. Not because it's kinyan kasp, because you have money in the kid. The kid is worth money, even if it's not worth a cent. Still, the locher is yelid bayis. What's born in your possession, that kid could also eat truma. That's why we're dashing it now. But for Dayana and Yoim, I would still say, Yelid Bai is that that you have a kid that's born by you, Ben Shiyesh Bashova Kesev, Ben Shem Bashova Kesev, Oichel. Whether the kid is worth money, whether he's not worth money, since your Shivcha gave birth, this kid has a right to Truma. What about Kinyan Kesev? But when you buy a Shivcha, then I would say, Yesh Bashova Kesev, Oichel. If the Shivcha is still worth money, she does job, she could do a job, then she could eat Truma. Ain Bashova Kesev, Ain Oichel. But I would think to say that your Kinyan Kesev, your Shivcha, if she becomes so sick or something happens to her that she's not worth a penny anymore, maybe I would have thought to say she has to stop eating Truma. She can't eat Truma anymore. On this note, Tom Lerma, the Pasuk says, Kinyan Kasparv Yilid Besoy. In the same Pasuk, like a Hekish, the two and Yonim, the two Pashas are together. There's a Kinyan Kasparv, what you own, and what you bought, and there's Yilid Bayis, what was born by you. So we make a Hekish like, Ma Yilid Bayis, just like in the case when your Shivcha gives birth, that we say this kid now can eat Truma, if it's given by a Kayin. Even though the kid is a lukah shchin, not worth a penny, still the kid's allowed to eat truma. I tell you, af kinyan kasbah, now also, if you bought a shivcha, that the shivcha belongs to the kohen. Af al pi shein neshava klum, even though now she's not worth a penny, something happened to her, she became a lukah shchin, is still oichel, still she's allowed to eat. So that's the second shir. We learn out one parsha from the other parsha. There's this parsha of Yilid Bayis, and there's this parsha of Kinyan Kasbah. That's what it says. Now it's like this. If you're going to tell me now that if a master has the right to sell his Eved just for this chus, for this right, that the person that buys it will get the Knas. In other words, Reuven owns an Eved Kanani. Reuven's really keeping the Eved. He's going to work for Reuven. It's Reuven's Eved. Shashimon has the Mishagas. Like Shimon wants to bet on the deal. Shimon's going to pay now 2 shkolim for it. That if it'll come out that a shor will kill this Eved, the 30 shkolim that the terrorist says the owner of the shor has to pay goes to Shimon. See, if you're going to tell me now that this chus, just for the 30 shkolim, Reuven could sell his Eved and he could get 2 shkolim for it, see, if so, there's never a case of an Eved that's not worth a penny. No matter how sick and a mukashchin, no matter how bad off the Eved to be, you could always sell him for this chus that for sure will kill him. I don't care what type of an Eved the shor kills. That's the loch, even though the Eved is not worth a penny, not worth a cent. But if a shor kills an Eved Kanani, that's the Kanas HaTorah, that the owner of the shor has to pay the owner of the Eved 30 shkolim. So if you can tell me now that the owner of an Eved could sell his Eved just for the Kanas, so every single Eved has to be worth money. How could we say there's an Eved that's not worth a Sheva Pruta? Every single Eved you could sell him just for the Schus of Kanas. That's the Kasha now. You're going to tell me, Eved Shemocher Rabba Kanas. That would an Eved if it's sold for Kanas. Mocher, it's good, the sale takes place. If so, Miyiki Avdad Leim is Davin the Klosa. Is there any such an Eved that's not sold for the Kanas? In other words, every single Eved is always called, has some value to him. So how could you say, are you the bias? How could you say, a Kinyan Kasbah, that's not worth a Sheva Pruta? Smur says, that's not a Kasha. In, yes, maybe you could sell him. But I'll tell you, Ika Eved Trefa. You could have an Eved that's a Trefa. There are Yud Ches Simon, and one makes sure it's a Trefa. He has a hole in his brain, a Nekev in his lave, so he makes a Trefa. In such a case, if a shor kills this Eved, he's potter from Kenas, because he's called the Gavra Ketil already. So, Mel, that's the case. You could have your Eved, he's alive, he could live yet for a while. So, Lachar is still he eats Truma. Even though he's not worth a penny, he's a Mukah Shchin and he's a Trefa. So, you cannot sell him for Kenas and he's not worth a red cent. Still, we say the din is he could eat Truma. For the Gemara of Chazal Mekam Kamei, good the Yevah the Trefa, but he can still work for you. So every single Yevah could work, he has to be worth something. Samara says, no, but Menuvel, either he looks disgusting, this Yevah, or Mukha Shchin. I mean, he was hit by Shchin, by leprosy. You have an Yevah that has leprosy on him. So such a person, he can't stand to look at, you don't want him to be in front of you, you don't want him to work for you. So such a Yevah could be not worth a penny. He's not worth anything, nobody would buy him. you could sell him for knas. We're talking about he's a treifer now. Now that he's a treifer, there's no knas, so you can have a neved that's not worth a penny. So that's the chidushim here, that even so, still, whether he was born by you, or whether you bought such an eved, l'maisa this eved could eat truma. That's the psukim before. So mainly we don't have, we're not pushing our show, we remain by question. Could the eved sell such a schus or not? We have a suffix. Another question. Iborli, you have another question. Misha chetziv eved v'chetziv ben chorin. You have this eved that's half freed, half a eved. Shekidesh bas chorin. He went ahead, this man, and he married a regular bas Yisrael. What's the locha? Is there any kedushin here or not? Im tim slim, if you're going to tell me like this, that then, what's the problem here? This man, half of his body is an eved, kanani, cannot get married to a bas Yisrael. Kedushin is not chal. The other half of him is a regular ben Yisrael, he could get married. So do we say like he married her to half of him? Is there such a kedushin or not? So like this, im tim slim, if you want to tell me, Ben Yisrael Shoma Labas Yisrael, his kachi lechatzi mekudeshes. If a man goes over to a lady and says, I want you to be married to half of me, mekudeshes. Allah is kedushin eschal. You know why? Techazi lekulei. Because this man really could be married completely to her. So Rashi speaks out, what does the man mean to say when he says, you're going to be married to half of me? All the man means to say is like he's telling this wife, you should know, I plan to marry another wife also. There's nothing wrong, you can do that. You can marry two wives. So when you tell the wife, you're married to half of me, you just mean to say, the other half I'm leaving over to marry another wife. But this man now is completely married to her. But here when you have this man, that's a chatzi, eved, holechazi lekula, this whole man cannot be married to her. So maybe there's no such kedushin at all. Maybe the man, even though half of him is freed, he can't get married the half that's freed. V'yim tim slim, if you're going to tell me that then Yisrael ha-makadosh chatzi isha, what's going to be if a regular Jew goes to his wife and tells, I only want to marry half of you. That's all. I only want to marry half of you. Halacha is ein ha-makadoshet. There's no such kinyan. When you're makadosh your wife, you have to own her completely. You have to be makadosh her completely. You can't be makadosh her halfway. Here you can't say you really mean to makadosh her completely. You're just like giving up permission to get married to another man also. That can't be. One wife cannot have two husbands. So the kids, what you mean to say is you want to leave over kinyonim. You only want to be married halfway to her. There's no such kinyon. The shaya the kinyona. You know why there it's not chal? Because you're leaving over in your kinyon. But for Eved, over here, this Eved, lo yishaya b'kinyonoi. Here, this Eved, he's marrying her to everything that he could. He's only a chatzi ben chorin. So maybe here, the kinyon kedushin is chal or not. That's the shaila. If this chatzi Eved, chatzi ben chorin, gets married, is the kedushin chal. Toshima, come and bring a proof. It says, aloha, we had before. Hey, miss, misha chatzi Eved, the chatzi ben chorin. Let's say somebody, shor, hamuad, kills this man. That's a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. So what does the owner of the shor have to pay? It says, noisein chatzi knas the rabbi. Half of the knas, 15 shkolim, he has to pay to the master. Because he's a half of an eved. The chatzi karful yoshev. And the half of the man that's freed, the loch riz of a shor hamuah, kills a regular ben Yisrael, he has to pay kaifa the owner, which is the value of the mace. So here you have to pay half of the value of this eved to his yoshev. So mashma yoshim means that the Sabbath Kanani has kids and he has people to yashin him. Now, how can he have kids? V'yamid, if you're going to tell me now kiddusha v'loy kiddushin, that this man, this chatzi yev, the chatzi baskarin cannot get married, he cannot get married, is yoshim in olay. How does he have kids? See, if Toys asked the Kasha Pelo, who says he has to get married through kiddushin to have kids to have yoshim? There's a locha that the kids of a goy yashin the father. That's the bottom thesis here. Taima, to materly yashin mekadushin, for like benoy mena pnuya yashin. If a man stam has nus with a lady, stam he lives with a lady, and they have a kid, it's called his kid. If the father dies, the man dies, the kid yashins him. So you don't have to do it through kadushin to have Yerusha. Salkamir, we're asking the question like, how could this chatzi ev chatzi bascharin mekharin have a kid? To be Yerushim. If he had a kid, he had nuts for the lady, and had a kid, the kid's his kid.
The Tosfos says, the Chiddush here, Tosfos says, V'yeshloimah the Ban, Tosfos says, the Savra Shach, the Gemara holds like this. The Yemis of Lav Bar Kedushinu, you're going to tell me now, this man, this Chatzi Yev, Chatzi Ban Chorin, cannot get married at all, I'll tell you, ain't B'nai Mesiach HaSachrov. By this person, if he has a kid, he still lives with a lady, and the lady becomes pregnant and has a kid, it's not going to be called his kid for Yerusha. For the Domi Liyarois, it's not Domi to stam a man lives with a girl. The Tafsibo Kedushin Liyalmo, because there both of them are in the Pasha of Kedushin, the man could have gotten married, and she could have gotten married. Even if now they are Royis, but they could get married to other people. I will hide, but this Chatzi Eved now, the Lav Bar Kedushinu, he Bechlal can never have a Maisa Kedushin, Beshumakam, no place. His kid does not go after him. So even though when a guy gets married to a shiksa, the halacha is, there is a din yichus for Yashim, that means the rights of the son of the Yashin's his father, but there the pshat is, since they're both goyim, the father and the mother, there is a yichus. Over here we're talking about the lady is a Jew. Now this man now is a chatzi yev and chatzi ben chayrin. So in such a case, if you want a kid now to go after the father, it's only if the father himself could have Kedushin. But here that this Eved right now has no way to have Kedushin, and the mother is a Jew, if so, the kid is not going to be his Yerush, is not called his kid Vilchus Yerusha. And here it says clearly that there is a Yerusha, that when the Shor kills this Eved, the money goes to his Yashim. So Mashma, this Eved could get married, has it in Yerusha now. So, Samara says, V'yam, you will tell me now, Kedushov. Lav Kedushin, if so, Yoshim and Olay. So Samara says, Omer Ravada Barava, Kisha Sol Treifa. Hatei, we're talking about now, like this, that the Shor didn't really kill the Yevid, he only made him into a Treifa. So the Yevid is still walking around. But since the Shor made the Yevid into the Treifa, so the owner of the Shor has to pay Koifer. Oh my Yoshev, what does it mean to the person that Yashin the Seved? Nafshei, it means he himself. No, I'll tell you the case is that the Eved is still alive. The Shor just hit him and made him into a treifa. So the Havamina is now, the owner of the Shor has to pay Koifa. Half of the Koifa, because it's only half free. And the money goes to the Eved himself, not to his kid. So Mara says, no, Omar Rav Rav says back, Shtei Tshuvas V'Dover. I have two questions on this. Chode won the Yoshev Ketoni. It says clearly he is Yoshev, and yourself is not called your Yoshev. It's not called, yes, called you, not the people that Yashin you. The Yoid, Kaifer who? There's a cloud, you have to pay Kaifer here. And the Yomer Eshlokish Kaifer and Mishtalim El Yacham Isa. That is the Zalach of a Shor kills a man, that the owner of the Shor has to pay Kaifer, it's only you have to pay it after the person dies. So see, clearly, if you just made him into a Trefer, but he's still walking around, he's still alive, you don't have to pay Kaifer. So here that it says you have to pay Kofer, it means the Sever died. So the question is, how do you have a kid to pay it to? Hello, Omar Rav, Rava says like this, the Pshat could be Ro Lito V'Einloi. It just says that if he would have had a Yoshim, the Yoshim would take it, they're supposed to take it. But practically talking, there's no way for him to have a Yerush, it could be, therefore, they don't have to give it to anybody. It could be Takaliyah, but it's not Mekadish, cannot have Kedushin at all. Omar Rav, Rav wants to say like this though. Kishem Shem Mekadesh Chatshi Isha. Eina Mekadeshes. The same if you go to a lady and say, I only want to be Mekadesh Shef of you. Nothing doing, you be Mishayer. Ka Chatshiya Shifcha. Ve Chatshiya Bas Chorin. Sheneskatsho. Ein Kedushe Kedushin. If a regular Ben Yisrael, a regular man, a Jewish man, goes over to the other way now, she's a Chatshi Shifcha and a Chatshi Bas Chorin. And you go and marry her, so your zot, the Kedushin is not chal, because all you could do is just marry half of her, you can't marry half of a lady. This thing more says, Dorash Rova Barafuna, that Kishem, Sheam Mekadesh, Chatzi Ish, Shenem Kodeshes, Eska Chatzi Yashivka, the Chatzi Baschurin, Sheneska Shenem Kodeshes. He made this Jerusha Barabim light, that he held like this halacha. And this thing more says, Omale, Rav Chizav Chizav said, Mi Dami, what does one have to do with the other? Over there, when you're marrying half of a lady, really you could have married the whole lady. The fact you're only marrying half of her, you're leaving over half of her. There's no such Kedushin. Kedushin means this whole lady has to be by you. You can't leave over anything. But over here, Here maybe it's different. You're not leaving over anything. Here you're marrying this Chatzi Shivcha completely. Like all that you could marry is only the half that she's freed. And the half that's free, you're marrying her completely. So maybe here it's better, maybe at the Kedushin is Chal. So now he said, afterwards, Ukim Rav Barafuna Amorolei, he put an interpreter in front of him, Fedorish, and he made a drasha like this. Like the stumbling block he had under your hand. In other words, the famous klal that ein adam oimer al divrei Torah im kem nichshaben. Sometimes the person first learns his lesson by error. First you make a psak and you come out later that you're wrong, and mainly you get embarrassed and you sink into it a lot, and then it means something you'll never forget it again. Because the more embarrassment you had from it, you'll make sure it shouldn't happen again. So it's a klal that ein adam oimer al divrei Torah im kem nichshaben. Sometimes you have to make a mistake first and then you learn your lesson. Here also, even though we learned that a Makadish Chatzish and a Makadeshes, if you go to marry half of an Isha, nothing doing, but here it's different. Here Kedushin means something. If a man goes to marry this Chatzish Shivcha, the Kedushin is something. My time, what's the reason? Over there, when you marry only half of your wife, you left over the other half, then the kinyan is not chal. That's no good. But over here, I tell you, here you didn't leave over anything from her. You're marrying this shivcha as much as you could. You could only marry half of her, so maybe here it's better. That's what Rabbi Bar Rafuna was chosen said. The other Gemara says, Amr Rav Sheshesh says, no. Kishem Shem Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, Eina Mekadeshes, is ka chetz yeshivcha v'chatz yibaschorin shenitzkat shen kedusha kedushin. He says no, they are alike. You can't marry half of this shivcha, even though the other half of her is still a shivcha. Still, the kedushin not chal halfway. V'yim lach shavodim loyim mivsor. Rosh Hashanah says, maybe you can ask me a question. What's pshat the pasuk in the Torah that says a zeluy shivcha charufa? There's a pasuk we had before of Shivcha Charufa, and the pasuk says, "V'hefta loyniv dosa v'chupash lo niten lo." Pasuk we learn the pasuk is talking about you have a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chayrin that got married to an eved ivri. So we said that the kedushin means something there. That the pasuk says the chiddush: if another man lives with her now, he's chayiv anoshim. He's not chayiv misa because it's not like a real eshes ish. Because still this lady is a chatzi shivcha, but since half of her is a bas chorin, so if an eved ivri or any Jew marries her now, it's called the miksas kedushin, and therefore if another man lives with her, he's chayv anoshim. So if you're going to tell me now the Rosh Hashanah want to say that no kedushin is chal at all, if so, ezi shivcha charufa, what's the case of a shivcha charufa in the Torah? Isn't it Zu shechetzi shivcha vechetzi bas chorin? You have this maid that half was freed, half was not freed. Hamur soli eved ivri. She's married to an eved ivri. Eved ivri is lavdafkam. It's not an eved ivri is mutter to a shivcha. So that's they have the case of an eved ivri. But she's married to any man. And the Torah says that if somebody else lives with her now, it's over a special aveira that you chayiv anoshim for. Salma, what do you see? Basi rusahi, that she could be married. True, the kedushin is not legamri like a regulatious ish, because the kedushin didn't finish here, because half of her is still a shivcha. That's why another man that lives with her is not chayiv misa for that. But I call upon the kedushin is chal b'miksas, that l'maisa, somebody else lives with her, he's chayiv anoshim. Samara says no. Omaloch, I'll tell you like this. Klach etzer Rabbi Shmuel, go to the way Rabbi Shmuel learns Shan this posik. Shuaim, he says, Shan, this pasuk is b'shivcha kananis. We're talking about she's a complete shivcha. She wasn't freed at all. If so, hamoresas li'eved ivri. That means that she was married to an eved ivri. But the question is, there's no kedushin at all. If she's a shivcha, you can't marry a shivcha. No kedushin is chal at all. So if so, for the Gemara, b'shivcha kananis, basi is rusayi. If so, what do you mean to say she got married to Eved Ivri, and Eved Ivri is a Jew, that she can't get married to Shivcha? Even if she does, the Kedushin is not Chal. She's like a Chamor. The Teretz is, Elamayas Tachomem, what do you have to say? Elamayas Tachomem, my Mureses, what does it mean here, Mureses? Miyuchedes. The Torah is saying a new Pasha, that if Shivcha was set aside to live with an Eved Ivri, it means something. It's not called Kedushin. You can't marry a Shivcha. But since the Adam, the master of this Shivcha, set aside his Shivcha to an Eved Ivri, the Lachar is the Eved Ivri is allowed to live with her, even though there's no Kedushin there. So this is this Pasha of this Chai. If somebody else lives with her now, he's Chai of an Oshim. So Tayochi Namir also. My Mureses Muchedis. Also, don't tell me that even by a Chatzi Shivcha and Chatzi Bascharim, that when the Eved Ivri marries her, there's really like a half of a Kedushin that's really Chal, it could be no, it could be nothing is Chal at all. I want, as the Torah said, this new Pasha now, if somebody else lives with her, he's Chai Venosham, because that's this new Halacha, that any time the Master set aside his Shivcha to an Eved Ivri, it means something, not Kedushin, but it means something, that another man is not allowed to live with her now. And if he does, he's Chai Venosham. So it could be we have no proof to our Shiloh. It could be Taka Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Mascharin, if a man marries her, could be there's no Kedushin at all. Now the Gemara says, Omer of Chizur. Chizur says like this. What's going to be Chetzia Shivcha v'Chetzia Bascharin? Again, you have this Shivcha that's half freed, and she's half a Shivcha still. Sheniskat Shel Ruvain. Ruvain married her. So the question is, does the Kedushin mean anything or not? And then v'Nishtachiru. And then the master freed her. So the question is now, if you learn Ruvain's Kedushin, was something until now, let's say, now that she becomes freed, there are two ways to look at it. One way is that now Reuven's Kedushin finishes completely and she becomes his complete wife. Or the other way to look at it is, no, it's Paki. It flies away. That up until now he was married to her only halfway because he didn't leave over anything. But now that her other half becomes freed, his Kedushin falls away. Now, but V'chozov Rizkat Shel Shimon, she went ahead now and she got married to Shimon. That's what she did. Now, to his brother. So Kitzur, first Reuven married this Chatzi Shivcha. Then when the master freed her, the brother of Reuven, Shimon, the brother, went and married the other half. Now what happened was, Umesu Shneim. They both died. Reuven and Shimon both died. And there's a third brother, Levi, alive. The question is there a mitzvah yibam upon Levi or not? So Lachar is yes, mitzvah bemis Levi. This lady now, Mamon of Shach, will soon look at it, either way you look at it, she was either married to Reuven, or else she was married to Shimon. So the Maisa now, when both of them die, there is a Mrs. Yivan upon Levi. And the Chiddush is, V'yein ani kur